we have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
First, I need the national championship.
Welcome on in, everyone, to the boardroom. Maddie here. Apparently, that is our one seed music now, alongside here with Josh, Johnny, and Sam. We went to school from 2014 up until 2018, 2019 for our fifth year, guys, and we never saw a tournament. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are quite frankly locked in as a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. So if that doesn't boggle your mind, I don't know what will, but quite frankly, I'm still trying to figure out what to do with my hands here 6 hours after the game, because that is just astounding to even think about. So we're just going to kick it right to the guys to give us their breakdown and give us their thoughts there, because it's just unbelievable.
We never saw a tournament, but we're going to party like it's 2005.
Or 1989.
Or 1989.
Yeah, take your pick.
16 years after Matt Sylvester, we avenged. We beat Ohio State on the road at Ohio State, and we have a legit team.
To the day. 16 years to the day.
It's just something about every 16 years with this team, isn't it?
1989, 2005, 2021. 1989, last game was at Michigan win. You know what we did this year? At Michigan win. I'm just proud of our boys.
Okay, we're class not of 2037, you're next.
But like, we're not going to talk about what happened at the end of the season of that.
Either
1989.
Time,
yeah.
No, here's the thing. We progressed each year. It went Final Four, championship, and now national title win.
That's exactly what we should talk about on this podcast. We are going to win the national title. You know why? Because we have Io.
Who?
Batman.
That's his name, Batman.
That's tie game 68-68 with a minute left, and Io goes and one, make the free throw, then make two free throws, and we win this game. I mean, people said, are we better without Io? And the answer is, quite frankly, no. We're not better without Io.
Just as good with Io. This team has depth.
When you have 19 points on 10 shots, I mean, he's the National Player of the Year, going both ways, defending Dwayne Washington. I'm just so proud of our guys.
Yeah, I mean, again, absolutely. I'm almost at a loss for words here. Again, just I don't know what that's like to see Illinois in the NCAA tournament. Again, you guys know that I haven't been a fan, you know, until 2013, 2014. Now seeing them as a one seed, like it doesn't compute in my brain, and so I just don't even know how to approach it.
Tell me how your thoughts are. We're a one seed, but guess what?
Yeah, I know.
Tevian Jones is our opponent.
Well, he's also got four other guys on the court alongside him. He's not our only opponent.
That's definitely confirmed. By the way,
By the way, brackets are released.
I would love to play Southern Utah. Tevian Jones, nice offensive player, but can't play defense. But I mean, I just want to talk more about our team, because congrats to Tevian Jones for being a 16 seed. But DeMonte Williams hitting a three in that moment. Are you kidding me? Frankie Williams' son?
Are you kidding me?
Senior's dad. Yeah, speaking of the devil, you know, Dickie V's calling the game there. Calling Andre Curbelo an All-American there in the first half.
Like, he hasn't started a single game this season, but he is an All-American. He's a future All-American.
Yeah.
In our intro, it says, it's the Frankie Williams show. But guess what? It's DeMonte Williams show.
Oh, okay.
Get it?
We probably should update
that. It's the Stephen Gentry show for drawing up that play.
And this show is presented by Elmer's Glue, okay? The ultimate glue guy, DeMonte Williams.
If you'd like to go from invisible to visible on KenPom, get Elmer's Glue. Yes, at a hardware store near you. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Right before the DeMonte three, that was just the clutchest three that we've seen this season, we have a Trent Frazier three to get it within 1 point. And it was just seniors stepping up to the plate, DeMonte in defense against E.J. Liddell after the switch, and then Trent 3, DeMonte 3, Io closing. It couldn't have been more perfect.
As John Gross said, seniors die hard, okay? And you know what? Seniors stepped up, and then our All-Americans stepped up. And it's just, it's fun when you have a guy who's just better than anyone else on their team. And Ohio State misses their last 10 shots. And Iyu Dosunmu, with a broken face and a concussion, decides this is my time.
Well, I feel like that's what's going to be really cool about the tournament is when you say, like, we have a guy that's better than anyone on their team. Like, what, basically at any game that you play, you will have the best player on the court. And when it gets down to March Madness and when it gets down to these tournament games, like, that's what matters, is having the best player on the court, which is what you probably will have in Iyu Dosunmu.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also like super reassuring to know that even without your best player, you beat what, the number 11 KenPom team on the road, and then the number two team KenPom in the country, team. Yeah. And if you beat Colgate in the tournament, you beat the number 9 team in the net.
You
so
are
that's
obsessed
exciting. I am.
With
I am.
Colgate. Is four out of five dentists recommend Colgate, number 8.
We're in a Crest podcast.
Yeah, we're a Crest podcast. Elmer's Glue, Crest podcast. We've got it. We've got it down.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, Johnny.
It just, like, it's insane because you touched on it a little bit, but we went to school 2014 to 2018, 2014 to 19, and you don't even get a tournament appearance. You don't even get a first four, number 12 seed, and all of a sudden we're number 1 seed, one of the 4 best teams, because we have the best player in college basketball, arguably the best center in college basketball, and a group of supporting cast that just day in, days out plays defense and contributes. Like, we don't know what to do with our hands.
Yeah, I have no idea what to do.
Let's
with
just make
they're just in the air right now.
Let's just make sure we have the conversation. I think we're all on the same page here. We have the 1 seed lockdown.
Yeah. We don't need to even go through all the scenarios right now,
Josh. No, let's just go through the potential.
No, we don't even need to. It's not necessary. We have the 1 seed.
You're
it's
so confident. But
it's not a matter of me being confident.
You have the most quad 1 wins. Okay, you went 16-4 in arguably the best conference ever.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
There are national guys right now who think that it all comes down to that 2v.
I have no
idea.
What national guy?
There's
name one national guy.
One guy who we sell t-shirts against.
One guy. Okay, great. One guy. Great. Is he in the bunker there deciding who is the 1 seed?
He is not, but
no, it's a silly experiment. By the time some people are listening to this, the NCAA tournament will be released. We are a 1 seed. It's silly to go through, oh, if Iowa makes it to this far in the tournament, or if Iowa State makes it to this far in the tournament. Like, no, we are a 1 seed. Good night.
Congrats to Iowa for going 14-6 at best in the Big Ten. They might lose to Wisconsin tomorrow. But
please.
But here's the thing. We went 16-4. We beat Iowa head-to-head. Even if we lose 16-5 versus 15-6, it's still not even a competition. You beat the top-ranked team in the Big Ten, Michigan.
Right.
You beat Ohio State. You beat Purdue. You beat Iowa. You swept Wisconsin. You don't even get to the 7th best team until you find a loss within Illinois. So,
and I just wanted to have the discussion. I know you didn't want to, Maddie, but our best win is better than Iowa's best win.
Okay.
Because we have
why are we even having this?
That everyone is on the same page.
Yes, we're all on the same
page. Yes, I don't think anyone here is even like.
Fine. We're done with this conversation.
Thank you. My
I love our supporting
cast. I'm looking forward to that second round game against an 8 or 9 seed. That's really what we're talking about.
Colin Castleton.
Okay, that sounds like something Virginia fans said in 2018.
That'd be great.
Yeah, but they didn't play Tev.
You know what? I'm talking about an orange and blue team in 2019 winning the entire thing. Okay. That was Virginia
yeah.
in 2019. So I trust Iyu Dosunmu to beat a 16 seed. All right. So let's just talk about this game and being the best team in the Big Ten.
We are the best team in the Big Ten.
Oh, you don't want to go around the scenarios again?
No, I just want to make sure everyone knows we have the most wins in the Big Ten.
Yes. Yes.
We do. It's a fact.
Do you know that Northwestern has more quad 1 wins than any team in the ACC?
That can't be true.
As of this morning, I didn't check it after today's matchups, but Northwestern with three quad 1. It was one of the big guys tweeted this morning. Northwestern with 3 quad 1 wins had
Who
more.
Who is the one of the big guys defending Northwestern?
It was a stat. It was no one defending Northwestern. It was just a straight up statistic that Northwestern with 3 quad 1 wins entering this morning, Saturday, March 6th, had more quad 1 wins or tied with any ACC team. So it just speaks to the competition of the Big Ten this season, which is, again, we are a 1 seed.
And, like, once again, the strength of the Big Ten versus the weakness of the ACC. We see Florida State lose on the road to Notre Dame. Virginia, okay, congrats on winning on the road. But
Georgia Tech's the 4 seed in the ACC.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I think as it stands right now.
Yeah, compared to Ohio State being a top 17 and being the 5th seed.
Yeah, the 5th seed, exactly.
So we're in the best conference, and quite frankly, you have 2 number 1 seeds coming out of the Big Ten, and the 2nd number 1 seed, just you have an injured star player who goes 7 for 10. That's a national player of the year in my book.
All right. That is very true. What we need to discuss is bandwagon fans right now. If you, I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you're not
please,
on
sir,
right now.
For you.
Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, no, just I was just saying the bandwagon police are on about. Do you guys like bandwagon fans?
I don't care. Okay, I think it's fun. I'm okay with energy. I love
yeah,
it.
I don't care.
I love people supporting the orange and blue.
Yeah,
there's,
I don't care.
There's no doubt about that. I want people to understand, though, that if you didn't watch us lose to Florida Atlantic.
I did watch that game. It was...
Kofi committed.
Then make sure you understand your place when it comes to
you're
the
a normal
NCAA
person
tournament.
Who has a life. That's
I,
your
yeah, place. I mean, here's the thing.
You
here's
probably
thing.
Have a fantastic life, not living and dying by college 18 to 22 year olds making basketballs.
For the record, when we were students, 2014 to 2018, 2014 to 2019.
Yeah, some of us took a little extra time.
We
in college,
we were slandered.
Sam and I were out.
Yeah. We were slandered a little bit for going to the games. Going to Memorial Stadium, going to State Farm Center or the Assembly Hall, instead of saying going to Joe's or the Red Lion, because it wasn't cool to watch Illinois basketball or Illinois football play. And you know what? Here those people are rooting on our team. So I have a little bit of resentment towards those bandwagon fans because they chose when it was convenient for them to support our team versus it was uncool when we were the guys in Orange Crush or Block Eye. So
now
I'm happy to have those people on our side, but I just hope they know that you should support this team through thick and thin.
I think we kind of need those people though to like make going to basketball games and football games cool. Like that should be like what everyone does.
Like, yeah, we want to be a legit program, and what we need is everyone bought into being a legit program, but I hope those people at least admit that they weren't there during the Mike Thorne days or the
they don't know what the Mike Thorne days are.
They don't know who Aaron Cosby is, and he wore number 11, and that number is reserved for Iodesumu and D. Brown. Okay,
yeah,
and Greg Ebert.
Do you know who Khalid Lewis is? Do you know who Khalid Lewis is?
Yeah, he's from LaSalle. Yeah, he transferred from LaSalle. Of course, I know. No, I personally have no problem with the bandwagon fans because at the end of the day, like your fandom, like you will appreciate your fandom as much as you appreciate it. So like other people hopping on doesn't impact my like fandom of Illinois. Like if we win the national championship, like that doesn't impact me, you know, like you enjoy it just as much, even if other people hop on at the Final Four or now or Sweet 16 or whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
Anyone can be happy when we win the national championship. Right. I just deserve to be more happy.
And you will be, because you invested more time in it.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing, Josh. We will be a little bit more happy because in 2018, we're like, look at this kid from Puerto Rico, Andre Curbelo. We're on this guy's bandwagon before we even... We're like, oh yeah, Orlando Antigua played with his dad in the pros in Puerto Rico, okay? So I feel like we deserve this, okay?
We don't just deserve this, Johnny. We deserve way more than this, and we're going to get it from this kid. This kid is a bona fide stud, as Dickie Fees. Dickie
All-American.
Fees All-American. Yes. This year. Wait,
much,
no, sorry, in 2 years.
Dickie's been drinking too much Pepto-Bismol, Dickie.
That's an assessment of both Andre Curbelo and Dickie V himself with that statement.
Oh, Dickie. I love how watching Dickie V today, when they would pan to him watching in his home, he'd be like just laying back,
he
relaxing.
Having the time
just
of his
life. That is the dream. Or you're chilling in Orlando while we're in Columbus, Ohio.
Big fan of the Flying Illini. He's like, Kenny Battle and Kendall Gill. It's like, okay, we get
Anderson.
It. We got it. We do understand Johnny. that team in 1989, 32 years ago, was very
Johnny,
good.
Johnny, you just introduced us to your Dickie V impression. Can we just hear a little, like, it's a DeMonte Williams show.
Baby, it's a DeMonte Williams show. That's he true. Hit a three. We're down three. Now it's a tie game. Seniors die hard, baby.
Hopefully that can be the new intro to our podcast next year. You know, we can replace the Frank Williams show.
During DeMonte's, like, 5th year.
Are you serious?
We might need to get Dickie V on.
Are you serious?
Dickie V on.
It's
like Cali Andover screwed
him. He messaged me on Facebook after I messaged him, obviously, being like, I'd love to come on, but after the year. So,
oh,
so with a little go Fighting Illini exclamation point.
Oh, we're having Dickie V on. That's exciting. Hang in there, Dickie. We'll get you on soon. Yeah. Anything else? I mean, we chatted about the bandwagon. We chatted about how seniors die hard with Trent and DeMonte, and we chatted how that masked man is back. I mean, I'm just, again, it's just hard to put into context. I know Robert is a big comp guy, and you can compare it to certain times, but for me personally, as a fan who's been a fan of the team for so few years, it's hard to compare it because we've never been a tournament team in this amount of time, and I just don't even know what to do.
There's nothing to compare to it. There's many times today I was just like, wow, this is our team. They're a one seed, and we're here now, and hopefully for the future, but right for this year, like, this is the University of Illinois, and we are a one seed. There's no other way to describe it.
Are you sure you don't want to go through all the scenarios again, Josh?
No.
Are you sure?
I said before I even started that talk, like, I agree with all of you, but let's just make sure we confirm it as a podcast.
It's
our official stance.
Yes, and here's the thing. Like, you want to talk about comparing whatever. Like, Iota Sumu came back from a broken nose and a concussion and goes 7-for-10. Like, he was so efficient, scoring 19 points on 10 shots. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You're not 5-for-5.
No step back from someone who broke their face. Like, it doesn't make sense how he's already our best player and still he has one turnover in 36 minutes. It's insane. Yeah. Like, we are so undeserving of someone who he's proven everything to NBA executives. He's shooting 40% from three. He's shooting 80% from the free throw line. And he's like, you know what? I care about winning so much that I'll risk my own personal success for this team. And he locks up a number one seed. He locks up the most wins in the Big Ten. The dude is just selfless. And quite frankly, when we weren't playing, he was a leader. He was not insecure at all about us winning games. He was saying, guys, I'm here for you. I care about you. Thanks for picking me up when we won. There are so many other college stars who are like kind of sulking. And here he is being
the man. I had to watch some of those stats for those of you that just heard in the background. I had to watch him sink that go-ahead shot for Illinois.
Were you on incognito mode?
Yes. Absolutely.
Johnny texts us midweek being like, we are just so grateful for Io. And to be honest, in the evening, I think about Io. And it's crazy.
In the evening hours, Josh will draw a bath and pour a glass of
wine.
Like,
if we had Io's number, we'd be like, you up? You out? Like,
what's up?
How you feeling, dog? Like, I care about you. I just want you to know that I care about you and you're important to me.
There's a chance he listens to this.
Bobby does. Hi, Bobby. Love you.
Geekster. We love you, Bobby Geekus. I mean, okay. You brought the juice, and we're undefeated when you bring the juice. The only game he didn't manage was the MSU. Michigan State game because he was in the protocol.
Yeah, they played the manager game, and the MSU managers were just really physical.
And I mean, since KenPom has been on this podcast, he's like, maybe you guys go 4-5, and we've gone 10-1. Like, that's one of the most educated people in college basketball, and we've exceeded his expectations.
Well, I mean, it's not his expectations. It's his algorithm's expectations.
No, the KenPom voters. Do we not talk
the
about
Ken the KenPom voters? Yes, the KenPom voters' expectations, who thought that we'd go 4-5 in 11 games. Yes, absolutely. That math checks out. Anything else?
I think I'm just very happy to be an alumni of the University of Illinois.
Yes.
We're just so proud of this team. I mean, DeMonte Williams, are you kidding me? You couldn't shoot the ball as a freshman, as a sophomore, as a
You'll
junior.
You'll shoot 140% next year. Come back. It's always going to double. Yeah. Wow. Well, all right. Well, that was the end. That's the end of the regular season. That went by quickly, huh? Next time we talk with you, we'll be breaking down the Big Ten tournament here.
16-4.
All right, well, there's the explicit tag. So we got some good guests coming up here to break down the Big Ten tournament as well as the NCAA tournament. We got some fun guests in store, so stick with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. That's good to throw in there. All right, thanks, ladies and gentlemen. We'll catch you on the next episode of The Boardroom. ILL.